now it's time for news.
This is BlackAmericaWeb.com News.
President Obama adding the weight of Congress to the war on ISIS. The president making a formal request for lawmakers to authorize the use of force against terrorists.
Powered by News One.
Good morning. It is Thursday, February 12th. It's 2015. And as you heard, the president yesterday made his case for Congress to formally authorize the use of military force in the war against the Islamic State. And declaring the congressional passage of the measure makes the U.S. strongest in the fight and that ISIL is going to lose.
Do you think Congress is going to give it to him?
Yeah.
But
they're not going to make it easy for him. No, but they're not going to, you know, just give him a blank check. So they're already talking about hearings and all that is going to have to happen.
Anytime they make it look like it's not his idea, that's what they're trying to do. So
police are trying to determine whether it was hate or whether it was really over parking space or loud noise, playing the role in killing three Muslims, a crime they say was sparked by a neighbor's long simmering anger over parking and noise inside their condominium complex in Chapel Hill. Now, Craig Hicks describes himself as a gun-toting atheist. He's an atheist minister, which is an oxymoron. Neighbors say that he always seemed angry and confrontational. His ex-wife says he was obsessed with the shooting rampage movie Falling Down and showed no compassion at all for other people. Well, he appeared in court yesterday on charges of first-degree murder in the deaths of Dia Shadi Barakat and his wife, as well as her sister. He pleaded indigence and was appointed a public defender. And they say they were called by a neighbor reporting 5 to 10 shots and sound of people screaming.
Can I tell you, but when you're an atheist, you're missing, as opposed to like being, when you have God in your life, you have love, peace, joy, contentment. When you're an atheist, you have none of that. All you can hold is anger.
And that seems to be the case for this man. The Tom Joyner Morning Show celebrates Black History every day, but in honor of Black History Month, check out BlackAmericaWeb.com's Shifting Society section. This week's focus is social justice and politics. And today, read about Kamala Harris, the Attorney General of California. Well, we tried, but it doesn't look like any of us won the Powerball last night, but three winning tickets, one in North Carolina, one in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, we didn't win. We're here, aren't we?
And one, well,
it would have been silence on this end. And
one
I won
in
500
Texas.
Million. Sherry.
One winning ticket in North Carolina, Puerto Rico, and one in Texas. Princeton.
Wow. Where in Texas?
Princeton, which is just outside of Dallas. It's in Collin County. Uh-huh. And they are saying that the ticket is worth $564.1 million. The winning number.
Don't y'all do a pool here? Nobody used to. Why'd you stop?
They weren't committed. 11, 13, 25.
Does that answer your question?
39, 54, and the Powerball number was 19.
You see who was in charge?
We used to do a pool at The View, and Barbara Walters would buy like $100 worth of tickets. And I'm like, why are you buying all them tickets?
Your boss, did she buy tickets for everybody?
No, because we did a pool, so she'd put in, you know, a lot of money. But I'm like, if you win, you got to
Sybil was in charge of the pool. Can you tell?
What happened, Sybil?
Nobody was committed to playing. They would only play
if it was a big number.
I'm committed. I'm in the pool. Can we start it again?
Yeah.
Because
if you are committed, Sherry, now you have to prove.
Sybil, I'm committed. I just want to do it by myself. I had to do my life by myself. I don't want to do the lotto by myself.
And
that's
those are your headlines.
You need to win all that money and they find out. You don't need that, Sherry.
No, you're supposed to change your number and you have somebody else go in and get the check for you. Because all your cousin nims will come out the woodwork.
16 before the hour. Damon next on the TJMS.